This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Get involved in the conversation, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. That's my big beef. I always want you part of the solution. I know some of you, you don't want to get involved. You don't want to get engaged. You're going to hide behind the keyboard. I get it. You know, I mean, seriously, I've been beat up enough to know it's not a happy place to be. It's not fun, right? But you do want to get involved. You don't want to leave people out there hanging all by them onesies, right? You know, it was funny. I was talking to a bunch of people today about the Trump speech last night. And it's interesting to hear even people that are Trump supporters. Some did not feel that he hit a home run, if you would. And it was kind of a rah-rah speech, and he was speaking to his own people, and I get all of that. But I think as Tom Del Beccaro said last night, he needed to make sure his base understood that his people, the people that are going to come out for him, that he's going to fight. He's not going to stop fighting. He doesn't care what they're doing. He's not going to stop fighting. So that's what he needed to do. We'll find out more as the night goes on. You know, Dave Sussman's going to join me after the first break. We'll discuss the president's speech and a lot more. We'll go from one extreme to the next, which is we'll go from President Trump to AOC. So I do mean, obviously, from one extreme to the next. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Look, head over to the website, right? Now, you know, if you've been listening to any length of time, I want your email address. I only send out one email a week, right? One update as to what's going on a week. So get involved, get engaged, get the message. It would help me tremendously. Well, if you don't want to go through all that, you just want to get a text message, let you know when the show's going to start, then simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. I asked the question, what has Donald Trump done? What is he doing? What has he done? Because I thought it was really interesting. You know, the thought came to me over the weekend. That, and I'll take this on in the second hour. We make fun of those people at the rallies, at the protests or whatever. So, you know, they say he's a racist, he's a this, he's a that, he hates gays, he hates lesbians. And when you ask them to prove it, give me something he said, they can't do it. So I often wondered if we went to our own people. And you're, Trump has done great things. Oh, what has he done? Specifically tell me what he's done. I'd be curious to know if our people can answer those questions. Now, this may not sound right at first. And I was looking through stories to see, you know, what was going on and what's going on in the economy. How are we the same from last year to this year? How much of a dump have we taken? And I'm not talking about the stock market. I'm talking about actual jobs. But manufacturing, we were told, was never going to come back. Remember? And because it depended on so many things. It depended on us, you know, having coal, making steel in this country. We had so many things that were dependent upon that. But I want you to know the U.S. is still enjoying the best manufacturing job growth that we've had in over 30 years. Now, Biden wants to take, they want to take credit for this. Him and Oblamo, they want credit for this. Here's the problem. Mr. Oblamo himself said this would never come back. Remember that? Coal wasn't going to come back. The car industries weren't going to. These industries were not going to come back, but I guess his crystal ball was working in reverse. The U.S. had as many people working in manufacturing sector in December of 2000. You know, we're somewhat behind with the information, but December of 2018, as it did almost 69 years ago, and it continues to rise. It's continuing to grow. Now, you think about it, in a holiday season, in a holiday month, that's why this is such a big deal. There were over 32,000 positions added to manufacturing. I'm talking about the guys on the line, the girls on the line, the people on the line. Right? We're over 13 million people, right, that are working in the manufacturing. I'm talking about, again, not the administrators, not the guys that deliver, you know, by truck, they're delivering things to the plant. I'm talking about the people on the line. The people working in manufacturing. Now, the economy in 1949 was unlike that of the U.S. in 2019. But then some 30% of American civilian workers outside the farm sector were in manufacturing. Now, again, think about the time. Think about what was going on. Now we're at 8.5%. Now, the hollowing out of America's industrial base, the loss of highly paid jobs. I mean, we've really had a time under Obama, I'll put it that way. And how technology was shifting. But even with the technology, you know, Obama wants all this green energy. He wanted all these things to kick in. But what was he really truly doing about it? Their idea of fixing it, of getting more green energy, was shutting down the coal plants and stop making it easy to do manufacturing in this country. Let's send the jobs overseas. That's what we want to do, right? In 2000, the year that President Trump got elected, he added, well, see, this is where I use the terminology that I don't mean to. Shame on me, okay? I've always said the government doesn't create jobs. They get out of the way to create jobs. They love that sound. Because that means we're going to make money, but I'm not done yet. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. David Sussman joins me right after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. Joe Buffini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, I want you to do one of two things. Actually, I want you to do a bunch of stuff, but I want you, first of all, sign up for the email blast. Send it out every week. Let you know who's going to be in the show, kind of topics we're discussing, and some of the stuff that you can purchase, you know, coffee, mugs, books, that kind of thing. And on top of that, you can, if you don't like the email, some of you say, God, I get enough emails, I don't want any more emails, then what we do is we'll send you a text message. So you can get a text message letting you know when the show is going to start by just simply texting TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And if you don't want to do any of that and you just want to donate Don't let me get in your way. There's a big button that says donate right there. Always good for you to help out the show. Another guy that I love to have on with me, he's he guest hosts the show on a regular basis, and I appreciate the time that he spends here. David Sussman joins me. He's the host of the David Sussman Show in Whiskey Politics. David, thanks for being with me.
You know, you can call me Dave.
Well, a man of your class and stature, I want to make sure I...
David is what my mother called me when I was in trouble.
There you go.
So
yeah.
I knew, if you heard David, I knew I didn't want to go back into the house. I was going to get yelled at. So.
No, I know the feeling.
How are you, Joe?
Good. You know, and it's funny because people don't know it. Most of the time, you and I are waving at each other, going past each other in the studio, right? I'm
yeah.
always at the door. You're running in to get on the air. So we don't usually get to talk this stuff or speak about this stuff together. But I figured with last night's speech, we would have a lot to talk about. I mean, again, kind of debrief on what he said. First off, I mean, are you surprised at all at the amount of people that he had there, at the rock star type of status that he seems to take on at these places?
I'm no longer surprised at anything in the Trump administration, but I'm pleased. I think, what was it, something along the lines of 100,000 people wanted tickets, yeah. And I was looking through my social media feed this morning, and I didn't realize this until I went on Facebook, but I had several friends that were there last night, and there were pictures all different parts of the stadium. And so it's gratifying. Florida is one of a handful of states that is a must-win for Donald Trump for re-election, and he's starting out exactly ground zero, Central Florida. That's where it's going to be, and so I think they're strategizing accordingly.
You know, Dave, I was thinking about how many people he turns out, and I was joking around in my own mind thinking that none. If you pulled all the Democrats, you couldn't get them to get that many people to want to go, let alone actually show up to an event of theirs. But, you know, Donald didn't really turn them out in big numbers in 2018. And I was thinking, people will turn out for Trump where they may not turn out for a Republican candidate. You kind of agree with me, or what's your thought?
Yeah, there's a huge difference between midterms and general elections. We always have known this, and any incumbent president is always going to be in trouble in that first midterm, as we saw with 2018. But I think that, Trump at the top of the ticket is good for Republicans. I don't know if they can take back the House in 2020, but there's a lot of very important swing district races that Republicans lost in 2018 that Democrats are nervous because they're looking at their party for 2020, and all of a sudden you get all these people that are coming out now that are seeing just how just insane, how deranged the left have become, or showing their true colors. I guess they've always been this crazy, but yeah.
No, I think it's like it's a rash that was just above just below the surface, and I think Trump has brought it to the surface, and they just don't look at what I lovingly refer to as the dementia that's going on right now, 24 hours after the speech, and not all they're talking about is the lies and the deceit that he spewed and the racism that he was spewing, and I'm thinking, oh my God, even if I was on the other side. And I'm listening to the speech. He's got a couple of good points. And if I'm looking at it at a different point of view, he's got some good points. He's got some points I totally wouldn't agree with. But if you're a total socialist bordering on communism, then of course everything he said was bad, a lie, and nasty. And he has to go. We have to beat him in 2020. You know, Bernie Bernie, who looked like he was about ready to have a stroke, was out there telling people how he's going to beat Trump. I go, my God, you might not be able to get out of that chair right now, let alone beat Trump. They don't have a solid team. At least I don't think they do.
The reality is that most of these people who complained about the speech didn't watch the speech. CNN carried about 3.5 minutes of it until the crowd started saying CNN sucks. and then they turned it off. MSNBC didn't carry it at all.
Wow.
Okay, a major news organization, one of the top three news cable channels, did not carry President Trump's re-election speech. So, you know, they sat there kind of wringing their hands about Russia. And Fox played it, and I don't know about the main networks, whether, you know, I'm sure they didn't cut into prime time to play it. But the Democrats, Joe, listen, the Democrats in my mind, it is not last night. It's just for a long time now. They seem really small. They seem, they just seem to be really pathetic, childish, emotional lightweights. And when the leader of your party, and I know you wanted to talk about her, we can in a bit, is AOC, as far as the press goes, this gives you some indication as the intellectual gravitas and heft of the Democratic Party today. If I was a Democrat, if I was a left of center, just a traditional moderate Democrat, I would be deeply, deeply concerned right now.
Oh, I think there's a lot of Dems, at least I have, believe it or not, I have friends that are Democrats, and they are concerned. They're concerned that AOC has so much influence, if you would, or has created, I won't even say influence, but she's created enough ripples that she's causing trouble in the party. And I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi has a flat spot on her head from slamming her head on the desk because she's like, what is this woman up to now? What is she saying? Look at the terms that she used the other day about concentration camps. Not one Dem has stepped up and said, wait a minute. She was over the top with that. Not a one. Are they doing that out of fear, or do they actually agree with her?
Well, I think there's a lot of fear. These people, I just don't think they have strategy. They're just running around in circles, chicken's head cut off. You know, is Nancy Pelosi going to push impeachment? She keeps hemming and hawing because she knows that outside of the 60 people in her house that definitely want it and her base, the extreme base, it's not a good political strategy.
You're
and
right.
One thing you can say about Nancy Pelosi, and I disagree with her 99% of the time, is that she is a remarkable political strategist. You don't become Speaker of the House twice in the lifetime.
No, you're exactly right on me. People want to make fun of her. Yeah, she's having some challenges right now, but she's no slouch when it comes to politics. And she knows how to rule with a heavy hand. And I think she's somewhat lost control of the party. Anyway, we're going to come back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Dave Sussman and myself right after a few money-making commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve announced earlier today that it would not make any change to the current interest rate, despite pressure that the central bank should slash rates in order to support the nation's economic expansion. Fed officials voted 9-1 to keep the lending rate between 2.25 and 2.5%. Wall Street spiked when the announcement was made after what had been a mostly flat day of trading ahead of that decision. The Trump administration has rolled back another regulation, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Trump administration completing one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules, replacing a landmark Obama-era effort that tried to wean the nation's electric grid off coal-fired power plants. EPA Chief Andrew Wheeler signing the replacement rule, giving states leeway in deciding whether to require efficiency upgrades at existing coal plants.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Oh, go ahead, ladies. You can swoon for another second or two. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you got. I really do. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one tonight. I so much appreciate that. But I think that shows how high your IQ is, too, if I may go that far with it. Anyhow, I always appreciate when this guy joins me and when he actually, you know, guest hosts for me when I'm not around. Dave Sussman is with me. He's the host of the Dave Sussman Show and Whiskey Politics. And I do enjoy your viewpoint on a lot of these issues and topics, Dave. Thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me. It's always great to be with you, Joe. And like you said, it's good to talk with you, you know, because we, you know.
Bye.
Ships passing in the night, as you said.
Yeah, always. You know, so let's get back to what we were, you know, a couple of things that we were touching on. And you know, when it comes to President Trump and again, this whole environment that's happening and Nancy Pelosi with, you know, she's got a massive lift in this next election, and she's got Omar and AOC. And, I mean, we can list a whole bunch of people now. Have you noticed the old-timers have kind of died down? You know, Waters, right? Sheila Jackson Lee. They've kind of quieted down, and now there's new level of nut jobs are out there speaking. But there's a lot of work. There's going to be a lot of work for them. I don't know how they're going to sell themselves to the general public.
Well, listen, I mean, you know, the fact is at the end of the day, at the top of the ticket for the left is a old white man and another old white man and an old white woman who was an Indian apparently at one time, but she's white. The list goes on and on and on. You have to go down to about the fourth, fifth, maybe sixth tier before you start getting to a woman of color. And so, yeah, I think they just want to vote in anybody that could beat Trump, anybody. And Biden has got the numbers right now just simply because he's got the history. And it's the Obama-Biden, you know, magic for these people. But that's the only reason why.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking about that earlier, how Joe Biden is trying to take, they're trying to take credit for this economy. They're trying to take credit for the jobs that are going on. And I said, listen, if you go back and look, you got to do a little bit of your own homework. But remember that it was Biden or Mr. Obama that was saying, look, you'll never get these jobs back. Manufacturing will never come back. You'll never get the, I mean, all the things that we were never going to get that he was sure. Now we have them back. They are coming back strong. They're what's adding to the economy. And now they want to say, well, we did that. Delusion.
Yeah, well, here's the really interesting thing, Joe. And I'm sure I'm not the first person to notice this. Obama came in and spent 8 years blaming Bush.
Yep.
Okay? Blaming Bush. Blame Bush. All right? He didn't take any responsibility for the fact that in 8 years, he never once exceeded 3% GDP. Not once. And it's the first president in American history to do that. Now, granted, 2008, 2009... It was a mess. It was a disaster.
Sure.
It was going to take a few years to get out of that. I get that. But by the time you've got to about 2012, 2013, you should have started to see those. Remember the whole discussion was green shoots. So, you know, this is the summer of growth. This is the summer of jobs. And it never, ever happened.
Yep.
We actually almost went back into recession twice. We had a couple of negative GDP growth quarters. So now you've got Obama who blamed Bush, and now he's basically saying that Trump is taking responsibility for an economy that was President Obama's. This is the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. These guys are, like I said, they're desperate. They're children. The good news, Joe, is that 80% of incumbents win re-election. And on a good economy, that number is much, much higher. So I think at this stage right now in 2019, it's for Trump's to lose.
Listen, you and I have Hollywood friends. Can you imagine pitching them a sitcom like this? They would never go for it. They're, nobody's gonna buy this kind of stuff. You know, with the speeches that are coming out and some of the things the Democrats are doing, you're going, this just defies all reality. Again, coming back to AOC for a second. I mean, they now have a pack. There's a local pack in her area in New York that Democrats have put together to beat her, to take her out, because they can't stand her anymore. Again, she got in because of that attitude of the old guard, and it happens on both sides. I get it. But the attitude of the old guard is, hey, we're Democrats, or we're Republicans. We're in a staunch Democrat area, Republican area, and we're not going to have a problem with this. We don't even show up to the game. And that's how she got in. I'm not so sure it's going to be that easy to get her out. Give me some of your thoughts.
Well, she's right now polling at about 11% approval in her own district. And this is a very left-leaning district. It's very, very lower or middle class, but it's mostly lower class, working class people. If I was running, you're not going to get a Republican to win that district, but if I was a moderate Democrat, to run in that district, I would have three words, and I repeat it ad nauseum between now and 2020, and that is Amazon, Amazon, Amazon.
She killed
tens of thousands of jobs in her district because of her ideology. That's what it comes down to. And so does she win re-election? There's a part of me, and I said this earlier, I kind of want her to be the face of the Democratic Party along with Ilhan Omar, because I think that you have a they show the insanity of what it is. And outside of that left-leaning base that they have, 80% of America are just scratching their head going, what the heck is she talking about? You know, concentration camps, okay? That the border, you know, that we're housing and feeding and giving medical attention to the illegal immigrants that are crashing through the border, and she's calling them concentration camps. How dare you? Even de Blasio, the mayor of New York, who's about as socialist leftist as you can get, even he came out today and said that she was wrong.
Yeah, he's another one that had a very, very low approval rating, and yet he won again. And I'm just scratching my head trying to figure out, I hear nothing but bad things about New York City. I hear nothing about bad things about him, and yet somehow he got reelected. This is why I sit here sometimes and say, I'm not going to use the norm or the normal way of thinking to think that AOC will be taken out or that he would be taken out, because I am always surprised when it comes to these Democrat neighborhoods where the incumbent has got a very, you know, low approval rating, and then somehow they get in again. It's just always just amazing to me. The push now among the 2020 Democrat candidates, the things that they're firing up and ginning up are reparations. And they're screaming about reparations and how we have to make it right. I think they're doing that. Now, I think every one of them is disingenuous when they say it. But I think they're doing that because they see that they're losing the black community. They're losing the African-American community. You know, this is not your grandfather's Democratic Party. Totally different party. You agree with me that this is all just a facade? They really don't care about reparations.
No. Well, first of all, it will never happen. And who do you make reparations to?
Yeah.
Are you gonna have to show like a 23andMe DNA test that 3, 4, 5 generations ago you actually had a slave in the family? And how many did you have? And you know, what if you have people that moved here from Nigeria or the Dominican Republic and they're black? Listen, it's a disaster. Nobody wants that. Yep. But they are again pandering to their own group. But what you just said, Joe, is absolutely correct. You've got the lowest black unemployment in American history. History.
Yep.
The lowest unemployment, okay, in the black community and the Hispanic community as well. Let's not forget about, you know, I'd like to talk about the black community. Hispanics are a much larger contingent of voters as well. And for the most part, many Hispanics lean conservative. Many come with, they're Catholics or religious. And so they're taking a look at this and saying, you're not going to witness. It's like my biggest frustration is Jewish, you know, Jewish voters as well. You're not going to go under 70, maybe 65% at the highest level for these voters. But I had a discussion a couple years ago. Remember, you probably know Van Jones. I'm sure you don't watch CNN, but you know who.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right, and he was at an event I was at. I don't know if it was Politicon or something else. And he said to me, he said for Democrats to win, they need 65% of the black vote. No, I'm sorry. They need 70% of the black vote. Oh, I'm sorry. That was wrong again. They need 80% of the black vote to win president. No, that's wrong again. They need 92% of the black vote to win. And if they are under that, they lose the election. Well, what is happening, folks?
We got to go. You know that sound. Got to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. We'll let Dave finish up his thought on the other side of the break. Be right back.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Oh, the army of old. And then happy music afterwards. How could you be miserable after that? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. That's right. When you feel down and out, sing a song. Just don't do it around me, okay? Because I won't do it around you. I don't want to chase you away. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can respond to some of the stories up there. You can just have a lot of fun. And let me bring on my guest and guest host most of the time. Dave Sussman joins me again, host of the Dave Sussman Show and the and Whiskey Politics. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, before I get to the topic we talked about during the break, last night I played the president's speech, and we had 10,000 people in that first hour that hopped on, got engaged, got people wanted to talk, you know, about what the president had going down. And I only bring that up because I'm still getting these little notices that people are going there and listening and watching. They care about, they want to know what he's done. I can't imagine every one of those people that hopped on was a Trump supporter. They probably wanted to hear what was happening and what we were saying and what others were saying and whether we just drank the Kool-Aid and whatever he says we just love. I don't. You know that. And on the show, I pick on him for some of the stuff he does. But he has done good things. He has done things that should be touted and should be talked about. My beef in the first segment is what I said was, look, let's not be them, okay? They run around saying you have to impeach Trump because he lied. Well, what did he lie about? Well, he just lied. He's always lying. Everything he says is a lie. Well, what did he lie about? Well, he lies. He just, every time he opens his mouth, he's lying. Like, there's nothing there, no substance. So I want to make sure that we're able to speak to, you know, Trump has done a lot. What's he done in the health care world? Now, you brought up during the break, he did something great last week that kind of went by without a whole bunch of fanfare, and it should have, shouldn't it?
No, it was actually pretty huge. And one of the things that you and I both know, and your audience listens to your show, know that because, you know, a tree falls in the forest doesn't mean you're going to hear it. And so when you have a situation with health care, and I don't care whether you are getting your insurance from your employer, you've got independent individual insurance, or you are using some of the Obamacare ACA facilities that have been made available, we can all agree that our health care premiums have gone through the roof. Now, I'm on the individual market myself, and I've seen my health care rates double, more than double now in 6 years, and premiums and, you know, I've lost my doctor, all the stuff that we know, right?
Sure.
The Trump administration on Thursday, they announced a final regulation that allows businesses to fund employees who buy health insurance on the individual market, something that now, until now, has been illegal. And so what he's basically doing is he's creating a more broad competition. And so if you have more people able to go on the individual market as opposed to relying upon their HMO from their employer, the employer still pays them to go on the individual market, you're going to have more choices if you're in California. Basically, your choices are what? Blue Shield, Blue Cross, and what's the DMV one? I forget the name. Kaiser.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's basically it. Right?
Yeah.
And so what's going to happen is that's now going to open up the floodgates to competition over the next few years. And what happens when you have competition, Joe?
Oh,
prices come down.
There you go. That's right. Well, no, that's a capitalism thing. All they want to do is make money. What are you talking about, Dave?
Yeah. And you know it's a good thing because the AARP is against it.
Right.
I'm just saying, you know, they get $4.5 billion from health insurance companies and it's lobbying against the policy. But its members support this proposed rule. So again, you know, AARP, AARP, and I'm getting invitations from them. It's killing me. Who are they really fighting for?
Well, you know what I love? Look at it. It's funny you bring that up. One of our sponsors is Liberty HealthShare, and I've been through this with them and talking with how it works and how health health care works and what have you. And Liberty HealthShare, they give you truly have a total choice of the kind of services you want, and you know you're paying for it yourself. And oh my God, you have let me say that again in case some people missed it. You choose the services you want. You choose what you want to pay for. There's a novel idea, isn't it? It's just amazing.
Yeah, I see those guys. They're big sponsors of a lot of the conventions you and I attend, and they're big out there. Are they? I mean, can you use? Is it? It's like a share plan, right?
Yeah, and you pay, they don't call it a premium, but for those of you who don't understand insurance terminologies, you do pay your share amount every month. You can, unlike insurance, cold insurance companies, if you've got somebody who maybe they're going through some kind of cancer or need some kind of treatment, you can send them well wishes. You can send them prayers if that's what you do. You can send them extra money if that's what you choose to do. It truly is a community kind of environment. If you would. And most people I know that are using it, they report back to me. They love the freedom they have to choose their... this is truth. They can truly choose their doctor. They can truly choose their hospital. It's amazing. It's a reality. But anyhow, but yeah, you're exactly right. It's definitely one of those where you have total control over your body, which is what you should have. aggravating.
Now, where in our media have we heard about this? Where, which news station has talked about this? Where is it being discussed? Because, like you, I turn on the news, and the only people I'm hearing are these crazies in the street that are saying, you know, Charlottesville! Yeah. You know, it's like...
Oh my God.
Come on, people.
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse and worse. But you're right. I mean, again, it's all these. You ever notice, Dave, it's all the freedom-based issues that you and I talk about, that you and I stand for. They hate every one of those. There's nothing about any of those that they will, like you said, like Liberty Health Share. Why would we get behind that? We have no control. We can't decide what you pay for you know, certain procedures. You work that out with the doctor in the hospital ahead of time. Like, wow. The government's totally out of it. Why would they like that, right?
Right. No, and listen, I know we're at a kind of an echo chamber here. We're preaching to the choir. But the fact is that the ability for the marketplace to grow and to allow people to have lower costs, lower prices, is all incumbent upon more players coming into it. And that's it. That's the bottom line. If you allow more competition, this is why I'm a big advocate, and I talked about this for years, and that is cross-state line, okay? Mm-hmm. If instead of having Nevada's Blue Shield and California's Blue Shield, and I get it, you know, different areas of the country are going to be more expensive than others, but you can still price accordingly. But if you open it up to 50 states, the prices are going to come down dramatically because it's pooled. It's pooled. That's what it is.
Well, it's exactly right. Again, people don't realize the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act, you know, the one that you get fined for not having. Think about that. You get a fine for not having a certain service that even with the fine, you still don't have it. You still don't have any part of the service. And then, again, you come back to, you talk about doing it across lines, you're going to bring the Affordable Care Act. Some premiums, they're not doubled or tripled, they've quadrupled. They're six times what they were supposed to be. Remember?
No, it's insane. Oh. You and I have talked about, you know, my ex, and we're still very close. She's gone through severe bouts, stage 4 breast cancer, had a hysterectomy. Oh. She's got a lot of different things going on. And she went on to the pool. She went on to the state fund, and she has to have the highest level because she has to see the most expensive doctors. And her rates have doubled in the past just a few years, and she's lost her doctors. She's lost several oncologists. We're now playing with people's lives here, folks.
But what'll happen is you get that one story. A Dem will pull up one story of a woman who had cancer. Okay, she couldn't get treatment, and now she got it under the Affordable Care Act, and the other 300,000 people that lost some kind of service that they had, and we heard horror stories about people, they couldn't go to their doctor, they couldn't get the treatment they were getting, and they went right back to where they were at, you know, before they were getting the treatment and what have you. And nobody seemed to care about them. Nobody seemed to care about the bigger picture. It was all about the person that I knew. You know what I'm saying? It was just irritating as heck. Anyhow, where do they find you, Dave? Where do people see the wonderful show that you do?
Well, we're all over the place. We just got a brand new Facebook page. So folks, find the Dave Sussman Show on Facebook and give us a like, because we just put it up a couple of days ago. So like any new page, we're looking for people to follow us, the Dave Sussman Show. Find me at whiskeypolitics.net or just whiskeypolitics. Type that in Google. You can find us at America's Voice News. That's where you can find the televised version of our show. And Whiskey Politics is in all over your podcast applications, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and the Ricochet Audio Network.
You know, I grab your show from time to time because I like the format of Whiskey Politics. I like the issues and the topics that you take on. So anyway, keep up the good work, and you'll be back here in a couple of weeks, and enjoy the rest of your night, Mr. Sussman.
Thank you, good sir. Appreciate it, Joe.
All right. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Come back the next hour. We're going to play a couple of clips of the Pelosinator in total confusion. It's going to be so much fun. I'm Joe Bassini. You'll listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Heat up your coffee, cool down your drink, whatever it is you're doing, and come back because you don't want to miss it. We'll be back in a little while.